I've been thinking about my situation. Baby, sometimes I think my time has come. Been thinking about my situation. Baby, sometimes I think my race has been run. When I think of all that lies before me, well, I know what I will do for sure. Well, I pray, yes, I pray, the Lord will come and take my troubles away.
Coming Alive by Jim Eldredge, with Carl Howman as Terry King and Phyllis Logan as Sandra Gaines. Coming Alive, Part 4, Where the Action Is.
Now what have we got? Dear George, I'm sorry it's been over a month since I wrote last. The reason it's taken me so long to write is because things at the centre have been really jumping. We formed this committee of people on the estate and have got together to organise things. We've now got a photography club, after-school club, two nights a week, old folks club, basketball, loads of things. Because of all the things going on here, I've had to move out of the centre and back into the hostel. It's not too bad there now since that mad bloke who kept kicking me door in's gone. I took the hamster Harry with me, of course. He's proved very pleasant company. Not as interesting as you when we shared a cell, but far more intelligent and very chirpy. My pal Steve also moved out of the centre. He's got a flat with a mate of his. Remember I wrote and told you that his dad died about a month ago now? Steve took it hard at first, but then you never expect someone close to you to die suddenly like that, do you? So you never make up with them, and I think that's what upset Steve. As for that woman I told you about, Sandra, well, we've had to keep a bit of a low profile. All in all, it's a bit tricky.
This great, eh, Terry?
Frankly, this stuff does my head in. It's got no tunes, nothing you can sing to. It's just a noise.
Oh, come on! The kids are loving it. Look at them jumping up and down.
Well, I hope the floor can stand it. We can't afford to have that replaced.
No problems. This floor can take anything.
Yeah, Steve! There's trouble outside.
Hey?
What sort of trouble? A couple of blokes driving a Barney. Looks like it's getting a bit heavy.
Oh, that's all we need. Right, come on, let me through. Get away!
Yeah! Get you
in
a bit of eye, boy. You're coming on down. Everyone is going
scum! If I keep
you, I wasn't doing
again.
Nothing!
Oh, yeah!
All right. What's going on?
This bloke just started having a go at me for nothing.
Yes? Get him to turn his pockets.
I ain't got nothing.
Jerry, what's happening?
Drugs. That's what's happening.
I ain't got nothing. I was just standing there minding my own business.
Oh, yeah.
Get off me or I'll call the police.
Yes, Mrs. Baxter, I agree it is outrageous. No, rest assured, I'll certainly tell Mr. King about this when I see him. Oh, absolutely. Yes, no, I'm sure it won't happen again. Thank you for letting me know. All right, bye-bye. Mrs. Baxter, Grove Hill Players. Yes?
Sandra, you got a minute?
Well, well, talk of the devil.
Oh, that's a nice way to describe me.
I have a bone to pick with you.
Oh?
Mrs. Baxter of the Grove Hill Players.
Oh, her.
And don't be so dismissive. She's very upset.
Oh, I know she is, and I'm not being dismissive. It was a clerical error, as I've explained to her. Anyway, before we get on to that, I've come to warn you about a real problem. Drugs.
Oh.
Some local kid called Skaggs. Steve reckons he deals.
Oh, yes, I know him. He deals all right.
Yeah? See, we had the first teenage disco last night.
Was that where it happened?
Well, almost. Jerry Purvis, you know him? Mm. He's on the activities committee.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Anyway, Jerry had turned up to collect his daughter from the disco and he saw Skaggs hanging around outside and grabbed him.
Did Skaggs have anything on him?
Well, I don't know. He said he didn't, and I wasn't going to get in trouble searching him.
So you let him go?
Well, I didn't so much let him go as he ran off. Jerry was fairly sure he was there to deal to the kids.
Well, I'm inclined to agree with him. Oh, this is the last thing we need, just when everything's been going so well.
Well, don't I know it? It's been such a good first month. Community bingo, old folks dance, basketball, photography club.
Yeah, so... All right. There's no need to sell it to me.
Sorry. Force of habit. I've just got used to pushing what a great place the centre is.
Yeah, and this drug business could knock it back. Parents won't want their kids going there if word gets around.
Oh, don't worry. Me and Steve are on top of it. We've stuck up notices saying anyone found having anything to do with drugs will be reported to the police straight away.
Good.
And Jerry and the other committee members are going to keep an eye out. We're hoping we can crack down on it before it gets out of hand. I just wanted you to know what had happened before rumours got back to you.
All right, but there's not to be any vigilante stuff.
Come on, what do you take me for? Strictly above board, me.
Except when it comes to Mrs. Baxter and her drama group.
Look, I've said that was a clerical error.
She says that you're stopping them from using the centre to rehearse.
I am not. Oh, what happened was, she sent a message about using the hall last Wednesday for this new drama group of hers.
The Grove Hill Players.
Right, so I have a look in the diary and I saw what looked like GH Players in Steve's handwriting. And it turned out to be Grove Hill Pilgrims, this basketball team he's got going.
Pilgrims? I thought they were the Grove Hill Comets.
Well, they used to be, but there's already another team called something or other Comets. So they had to come up with something else. Anyway, cutting a long story short.
Thankfully.
Mrs. Baxter turned up last Wednesday and found the place full of basketball players practising.
And you let them carry on and wouldn't let her use the hall?
Oh, no, that's not strictly true. For a start, this drama group of hers is only her and her two mates. Second, they haven't even got a place sorted out. It was supposed to be their first meeting to get the group established, so I told them they could use the kitchen.
A kitchen? Well, Mrs. Baxter is hopping mad and I don't blame her. And drama is just the sort of thing we need at the centre to give it a boost as being more than just a place where there's bingo and discos and sports going on. You know, culture.
You said that as if I'm against plays and things.
I'm just saying how it looks.
I'll have you know that when I was in the Nick, I produced two plays. And one of them was a Shakespeare play.
What was the other one?
All right, it wasn't so much a play, more a panto. Ali Baba and the 40 Thieves.
Very appropriate.
But we also did Othello, and it was very good. I had the Mad Axeman Billy Mitchell as Iago. Fantastic he was. Everyone was terrified of him. Mind you, they were terrified of him already.
OK, you've convinced me you're not a Philistine.
Listen, Sandra, any chance of us getting together at any time? It's been ages since we saw each other outside the centre.
Oh, I know. I was just thinking the same thing myself. But what with work, home visits, Gail...
Oh, well, yeah. No need to explain. It's been the same for me, you know. All that's going on at the centre, all the organising, it's just... I miss you.
I miss you too, Terry.
We don't half sound like a soft couple.
It's amazing we can still laugh at it, considering.
It was always going to be difficult, you and me.
I didn't know it was going to be this difficult. Yes, I did.
Regretting it?
No. And then, yes, I want to tell people about you, about us.
Same here. When I see you, I want to go up to you and take hold of your hand and I want to shout out, "This is the woman I love!"
Oh, that would create a stir, especially if you did it halfway through Steve's basketball match. Look, I'll have a word with Annie and see if she can keep Gail for a little bit longer. Maybe we could go for a coffee.
That'd be great.
But I can't be late.
I know. Even a small moment with you is magic.
Oh, one of your poetical quotes from the prison library?
No, one of my own.
I like that much better.
Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday.
In you come. Go on. Down here. Cheers, Dodge. See you later.
Steve, what's that doing here?
That's a door off of Vauxhall Cavalier. Difficult to get hold of ever since the Vectra came in.
I did not ask what it was. I can see it's a car door. I asked why you're bringing it in here.
Well, it's for a client.
Are you suffering from memory loss or something? We had an agreement. Once this place is up and running, it won't be used for you selling your car parts anymore.
Yeah, it isn't. It's just this bloke who's buying it doesn't know where my lockup is, so I told him to meet me here.
Steve.
It's a one-off. It's only a door.
First it's a door, then it's a gearbox. Next thing is the place will be full of old engines again.
Nah, I stuck the engine in the toilet.
What?
I'm only joking. Look, it's only one door, that's all. He said he'd be here at 4 o'clock to pick it up.
And if he isn't?
Well, then it goes back to the lock-up, I promise. Anyway, are you coming to watch the Pilgrims practice tonight? I tell you, they keep practicing every night like they're doing at the moment. They stand a really good chance of winning our first match tomorrow.
Every night?
Yeah. It's in the diary.
No, it isn't.
Oh, no, it's in my head. I didn't write it down.
See? You have to write these things down. That's what went wrong last time. Look, we don't want to upset Mrs. Baxter and her drama group.
No.
Steve.
She called in again this morning while you're out.
And?
Well, she wanted to use the hall tonight. I explained that with the Pilgrims having their first proper game tomorrow, we need all the practice we can get.
Steve, this place is not just a basketball court. It's for the whole community.
Yeah, I know. It's the Pilgrims' first game against St. Aloysius Youth Club. They're red hot.
I don't care if it's the World Championship. The basketball team are not hogging this place. Can't you share it tonight? You have half an hour practice, then let Mrs. Baxter have it from there.
Well, yeah, but the match is tomorrow. Well, can't I use the kitchen?
Steve, we've got to attract the widest possible sort of people to use this place. If the word goes out it's difficult to get in, then no one will want to come and use it.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. All right, I'll sort it out.
Yeah, OK. Make sure you do.
You sure you girls are all right in there?
Yes, Annie, we're fine. Thank you.
Good.
Oh, thanks for having her for that bit longer, Annie.
Oh, that's all right. Gail's as good as gold, and Emma prefers her company to mine. How did you get on?
Oh, as always, no time, but the time that we do have, oh. Oh, sometimes I wish I could just go away with him somewhere where we can start afresh. Me, him and Gail.
Well, why don't you?
Because Dawn wouldn't allow it. He'd step in and make legal moves to get custody of her. Plus, it's not fair to Gail. And Terry's still officially serving his sentence. End of story.
How long has he got to go?
8 months. Hopefully, at the end of it, at least we can be open about each other. But at times like this, 8 months seems like an eternity.
Ah, class! Come on, Pilgrims, put some welly into it! Get stuck in!
I don't think you're supposed to get stuck in basketball, Steve. I expect to see Mrs. Baxter and her drama group rehearsing about now. Didn't they turn up?
No, you see, look. What happened was, she came in, right?
Mr. King, there you are.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Baxter. I was just talking about you.
I was just about to leave when I saw you come back.
Oh?
Look, it's not what it looks like, Mike.
I turned up to see if we could use the hall tonight, but your assistant here was completely obstructive and seems determined only to have this basketball going on at our centre.
All I said was I didn't have the diary to hand to see who else had booked it.
I see, Mrs. Baxter. Look, could you give us a moment, please?
I spoke to Miss Gates.
Oh, I know you did, and we will definitely sort something out right now. And we'll also fix up definite dates for the future. Is that all right?
Oh, that's all I wanted to know. Just go and get my diary from the car.
Well, no hurry. I'll be here. Right, Steve.
Look, all right, I was wrong. This is an important match tomorrow. The boys need all the practice they can get. She's only being difficult because of what happened last week.
No, she's not.
She is. She ain't even got a proper drama group. It's only her and her two mates.
Well, that was last week. For all we know, she's got enough people to put on Ben-Hur by now.
Mr. King!
Well, it's all right, Mrs. Baxter. Like I said, I'm not going anywhere.
No, there's trouble outside.
What?
Mr. Purvis from Jessamine Street and some youth are having a fight.
Oh, not again. Steve, get on your mobile and call the police over here.
Mark him. All right, everyone, that's it. All over. Nothing more to say. Well, thanks for calling us, Mr.
Oh, that's all right. Look, did you have to take Mr. Purvis in as well?
There's been an assault.
Yeah, but the other bloke's a drug dealer.
You have personal knowledge of that, do you, sir?
What are you suggesting?
Not as such, no.
Well, then I suggest you leave us to decide whether any crime's been committed and who's committed them.
Yeah, but this bloke...
Look, Mr. Purvis is a decent bloke.
Really? You'd be surprised at how many decent blokes we put away in the course of a week. Now, I've got your details in case we need to get in touch with you over this.
Yeah.
Then thanks again for your help.
Some help.
I can't believe they nicked Purvis like that.
Well, fair's fair, they did take them both in. And he did give Skaggs a bit of a belting.
Yeah, no more than he deserved. Do you know how many kids he's got hooked?
Well, I can imagine. But you got to see it from the police's point of view. All they've got
here,
is our...
Where's my brother?
Pardon?
Jerry Purvis.
Oh.
My sister-in-law said Jerry was down here getting into some sort of trouble.
Well, I'm afraid she's right. The police have just taken him away.
What? Is he all right?
He is. You should have seen the other fella.
Who was it? That skag scum?
Yeah, your brother gave him a bit of a seeing to.
And who called the old Bill?
Actually, it was me.
You? Why?
What do you mean, why? Because your brother could have killed him, and then what would have happened?
This estate would have been a better place, that's what.
He's only trying to stop trouble.
Oh, yeah. You sure you weren't looking after your own?
And what's that supposed to mean?
Yeah, you work out for yourself.
Did you hear what he was suggesting?
Yeah. This really hasn't been your night, has it?
Sandra! Hang on.
Oh, Teddy.
Oh, sorry, I intended to be here earlier, but Mrs. Baxter came in and grabbed me about her play and I got held up. After her dealings with Steve, I thought it was best to keep her happy.
Good diplomatic thinking.
Is the hearing finished?
Just, but 3 minutes ago.
And? Where's Jerry?
He's been taken back to jail.
What for?
They've remanded him in custody. He's been charged with actual bodily harm.
Oh, no. What about Skaggs?
Walked free. There's no evidence against him. It appears he didn't have any drugs on him. Nothing.
He must have dumped them. This is so unfair.
Unfair or not, it's the law.
Well, it may be the law, but it's not justice. Skaggs goes free and Jerry Purvis gets put in jail. Why?
Because Skaggs' solicitor argued that this was the second time his client had been assaulted by Purvis, and for the safety of his client, Purvis should be kept in jail until the trial.
This is sick. If everyone knows what Skaggs is up to, why do the police let him walk around? Why has he never been charged?
There you have me. One theory is that the police keep him out in exchange for information about other dealers. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. But it's not looking good for Jerry Purvis.
Steve!
In here! In the kitchen!
Oh, terrible news.
If it's about Jerry Purvis, it's all over the estate.
Yeah? Sick, eh?
Yeah, and there's more.
What do you mean, more?
Well, Purvis's brother Tony's mouthing off. He's pretty angry.
Well, I'm not surprised.
No. I mean, he's mouthing off about you.
Me?
Yeah. Well, he says you calling the Bill like that and having his brother arrested.
Oh, I never had his brother arrested. I did that to get Skaggs put away. Does he think I'm involved with Skaggs?
Well, that's the impression he's giving. Like I say, he's pretty upset.
Well, not half as upset as I am. Where is he?
Half an hour ago, he's in his Skinner's arms, talking to anyone who'll listen about the injustice of it all.
Right.
Hang on, Terry. I'd be careful if I was you. He's in a bad mood, and so are his mates.
Then that makes a lot of us in a bad mood, doesn't it? I'm going to go and get this sorted out once and for all.
I say we go round there and burn them out. We don't want scum like that on our estate, getting our kids hooked on drugs and stuff. But what are the police doing about it? Nothing. Well, it's up to us.
Yeah, your brother tried it. Look what happened to him.
Yeah, but that's because Jerry tried to do it on his own. They'll arrest one innocent man for trying to clear up the streets, doing the job they ought to be doing. But they can't arrest all of us.
Oi, you!
Oh, watch out.
Oh, well, it's the dealer's mate.
I am not the dealer's mate. I am nothing to do with him or anyone else who deals in drugs.
You phoned the Bill.
I phoned to get Skaggs arrested. And if you'd asked around before opening your mouth, you'd have found out that that was the truth.
Yeah, he's right. I was there. Oh, yeah? Well, you would say that, wouldn't you? You crooks sticking together.
Look, if you don't believe it, ask your brother. He'll tell you, me and him have worked hard to keep drugs out of that centre.
Oh, that's very convenient for you, because I can't ask my brother, can I? Because he's banged up.
Are you calling me a liar?
Easy, Terry, easy. Look, it's a simple way round it. You can go and see your brother and ask him. He'll tell you Terry's kept the centre drug free.
Yeah, well, all right, maybe he has. But it don't alter the fact that my brother's in jail and that scum is out on the street.
No, it don't. I don't know why the old Bill didn't nick Skaggs. All I can guess is he dumped the stuff. Or maybe he didn't have any on him in the first place.
Well, I still say we shouldn't stand for it. We ought to drive him off the estate. Skaggs and all the other dealers like him. We know where they live.
Sandra, hold up.
Terry, what's the matter?
I'm sorry about this, but I had to see you away from the office. There's big trouble brewing on the estate, and I didn't think you'd want Preston finding out.
About Jerry Purvis?
Well, he's the blue touch paper, all right, but there's more than that. Tony Purvis is getting everyone worked up about Skaggs and the other dealers.
Vigilante stuff?
Right, he's talking about burning the drug dealers out.
Oh, no.
Well, I know how he feels, but this is all going to go wrong. I can just feel it in me bones. Ordinary innocent people are going to get hurt.
Well, can't you calm them down?
Me? They won't listen to me. Look, can't you get onto the police, get them round there? Get them to round up all the suspected drug dealers? I mean, that might just take the sting out of it.
Oh, if the police were going to do that, they'd have done it before.
Well, can't you do anything?
I wish I could.
But I'm a social worker, not the police.
The centre's going to get the blame, I just know it. Attracting dealers.
Oh, that's nonsense. The drugs were on the estate already.
Yeah, but that's not how some people will see it. At the moment, it's just a lot of shouting, but sooner or later, shouting turns into something worse.
OK, I'll have a word with my contacts in the local police.
All right, but be careful. If they go around picking up Tony Purvis and his mates, it might stir things up even worse.
Don't worry. I'll stress to them how sensitive the situation is. I'll let you know how I get on. Where will you be?
Tonight I'm at the centre. The Groveville Pilgrims have got their first proper match.
Oh, yes. The bane of Mrs. Baxter's life. Well, I hope after all that trouble that they win.
That's the way, Warren. Come on, Nelson.
Keep it moving, Pilgrims.
That's it. Yes.
See all that practicing pays off.
Come on, Pilgrims.
Come on, you boys.
Terry.
Hello, Sandra. What's happened?
I was just driving past Stainton Road on my way here.
I just missed some great bars. Shh, Steve, go on.
There's a mob outside the flats.
Skaggs Place?
Yeah. Oh. I've phoned the police and they said they'll be there as soon as they can, but we've got to do something to stop them.
Hey, they can kick Skaggs out for all I care.
Yes, but what about the people in the other flats? There are young kids in some of them. Say a stone goes through one of the windows.
Right, I'm on my way. I'll take a shortcut through the lanes. I'll see you there. Come on, Steve.
Me? What about a game? I'm the manager.
There's no one else but us. Come on.
All right. Why get myself into these situations? Keep playing, Pilgrims. I'll be back later.
Are we going to stand by and let this scum ruin our kids?
No way!
Right, the police won't do nothing. No one does nothing. Because they don't care what happens to us and our kids.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, they arrest respectable people.
Yeah.
Respectable and honest people.
I
say we've put up with this long enough.
Yes.
It's a bad time we stood up and told this scum what we think of them. Now we've done one of them, do we?
No!
So let's drive them out once and for all.
Yeah.
Let's show them how we feel. Yeah.
Come on, have I stopped this?
Oh, get out of the way,
no,
kid.
No, this is not the answer.
No, what is?
No, there's little kids in those flats. Do you know what you're doing to them?
Yeah, we're saving them. Yeah. That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
From the scum who some be living with them.
Stop this, please!
Oh, get down off that wall if you don't want to get hurt.
Look, please, don't go any further with this. You're only gonna...
Hey, Terry! Are you idiots? You've hit the wrong bloke!
I hate hospitals.
I hope Terry's all right. I mean, I know he was all right when we came in, but there are things like concussion.
Yeah. You know, when I saw that brick hit him in the head and him go down, I thought he'd be dead.
I know. Look, Steve, if you ever want to talk, you know, about your dad.
No, that's all right. But thanks. Terry's been good like that, you know, let me talk.
Yes. He's a good listener.
Yeah. Comes from having been a con man, I suppose, trick of the trade.
I don't think it's a trick where Terry's concerned.
Nah. He's a really good bloke. You know, these last few months, he's been more of a dad to me than my own dad ever was in my whole life.
Different people, different ways.
Yeah.
Oh, here he is.
Hello. Thanks for waiting.
God, you look terrible.
Well, I think their usual stitcher-up is away. I had to make do with a trainee. All right, how's it look?
I ain't going to win any prizes for embroidery, I'll tell you that.
Oh, and you've got a huge bruise.
Yeah? Well, that's what happens when you get hit in the face with a brick. Remind me not to make a habit of it.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It wasn't your fault you didn't throw it.
Yes, but if I hadn't asked you to go there...
What happened afterwards? Did the police catch anyone?
Nah, everyone scarpered.
Anyone else hurt? I didn't see anyone in the ambulance.
Just you.
What about in the flats?
Nah, most of them were out. A few broken windows, that's all.
Oh. So I was hit in the face trying to save a block of empty flats.
But you didn't know that. You thought you were saving people. Young kids.
Mind, there is good news. Skaggs has decided to leave the area. I think what happened tonight was a bit too close for him.
Well, that's one dealer gone.
Yep. Oh, and the other good news is the Pilgrims won their first match. Great start.
Oh, great.
I better be off. I'm supposed to be meeting them all for a celebration. I'll see you later.
Yeah, see you, Steve. Look, give my regards to the Pilgrims.
I sound like the captain off the Mayflower.
No, you sound like a good bloke, as Steve says.
Oh?
Thank you for looking after him, you know, after his dad died.
Well, what else could I do? Anyway, he looks after me, some of the time.
I think he sees you as his new father.
Oh, bloody hell. I don't look that old, do I?
Oh, no.
So, the vigilantes won after all?
I hope not. I hope there'll be a few guilty consciences over what happened to you tonight. In fact, I hope it'll make a lot of them think twice before they do anything like that in the future.
That's a lot of hope there.
Oh, let me guess. You're about to do one of your prison library quotes about hope.
You know me so well.
All right, who is it? Yeats?
No.
Kipling?
No.
Chaucer?
No, much classier than that. Just you watch that little old ant try to move a rubber tree plant. Everyone knows an ant can't move a rubber tree plant. But he's got
high hopes.
He's got
high hopes.
He's got
high apple pie in the sky.
Hopes. Oh, dooby 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 doo. Now that's Sinatra.
In part four of Coming Alive, Terry King was played by Carl Howman, Sandra Gaines, Phyllis Logan, Steve Addison, Ben Crow, Andy, Tom George, Jerry Purvis, David Thorpe, Skaggs, Clinton Mullings Dodson, Mrs. Baxter, Richenda Carey, Annie, Alison Pettit. Coming Alive is written by Jim Eldridge and directed by Marilyn Imrie.
Well, I've been thinking about my situation. Sometimes I think my time has come. Well, there's been 35% inflation. Baby, since the last time I had any fun, gonna do what I can to make things turn out right. 'Cause there ain't nobody here who can show me the light and I'll pray. Yes, I pray.